Sekes and Changos who prevailed by their faith. Talking about the Sekes and Changos, we need to mention their somewhat unknown but sometimes very treacherous history to be able to understand that miraculous power that fueled them throughout the centuries,
shielding them from threats of all kinds,
but preserving them within the Hungarian ethnicity. Historians believe that in the Khazar Empire from the 5th century, the Hungarian Széke and Kabar tribes
shared the land
and formed a group within the Ten Arrow Association. In the 9th century, together with the Hungarian army, they moved from the Black Sea area over to Avar territories. While Árpád arrived leading the Hungarian and Kabar tribes through the Strait of Vécske, the Széke tribes, with the leadership of Üsübü, arrived in the area which is Transylvania today. They expanded their influence on this land with the Turkish-speaking Szovád, Besenyő, and Iranian nations that were melted into them as well. When they settled from the Csiglav flatland, today's Mezőség, to Székelyföld, other Székes from other areas such as western, northern, and southern Hungary migrated here to create a homogeneous presence of the Székes. It seems that the Székes Christianity preceded the conquering Hungarians' expansion by about 100 years and their baptism by 200 years. The Hungarian Christian terminology is the result of the Székes influence, thus creating the core of the religion. The conqueror Hungarians, after entering the Carpathian Basin, came upon the Széke nation that already practiced Christianity. It is highly possible that the relatively rapid spread of Christianity later was the result of a strong base of the Székes with a corresponding strong military backing. Most of them, at least, came from western Central Asia to the Khazars territory, where they connected with the Onogur Bulgarian nation.
It is possible that they were immersed with the Attila tradition.
Some of them, along with the Hungarians, moved to the Carpathian Basin. This ethnically very diverse group of nations created very strong organizational forms with stable moral values. The village's civil administration, the self-governing set of 10 villages, brought the people together, creating their strong national consciousness.
They have strongly adhered to and maintained their traditions up to modern times,
which is based on their strong religious commitments. The structure and strength of their faith always brought together the Széke nation. In 1437, in the Union of Kápolna, the Széke nation was an independent entity in Europe. The deeply religious nation always maintained having their priests serving them.